Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, 560 The Joe WQM is giving you a chance to win the new Nest Audio from Google. Text right now the keyword GATE, G-A-T-E, to 20357. That's GATE to 20357 for your chance to win. Get the latest sports news from the Joe with a little help from Google. Just say, hey, Google, play WQAM. Your chance to win is now. Text GATE, G-A-T-E, to 20357. Message and data rates may apply. Text GATE to 20357.
All right. We've got Brian Flores from just a few minutes ago talking about the decision to start Tua. Here it is.
Brian, in 2 weeks ago, you talked about the concern about Tua's injury history, and also you mentioned that he wasn't ready to start for the team. What changed between then and now?
I mean, it's like, you know, any other situation, Omar. Sometimes, you know, guys, you know, a week out, 2 weeks out, 3 weeks out, 4 weeks out, and I mean, I think we talk about kind of situations like this on a weekly basis. He's day to day. He's, you know, going to be back in a couple weeks. And this is no different than that. And, you know, we feel like, you know, through practice and meetings and walkthroughs, that he's ready. And you know, that's how we're going to go moving forward.
Cam?
Good morning, Flo. We know that you initially had a week 11 bye that was kind of moved up to week 7 because of the schedule. Did that have any impact on this decision, the fact that it is your bye and maybe it was moved around a little bit?
I mean, I don't think it hurts, but, you know, we just feel like, you know, this was the best move for our team right now. And, you know, look, Fitz has done a great job. He's been productive. His leadership's been great. It's not an easy decision, you know, for me or us as an organization, but we felt like, you know, for the team now, moving forward, this is the move we needed to make.
Josh?
Good morning, Flo. When it comes to the decision, I know you've fielded, I think, three questions to begin, you know, this morning. But, and I know it was only five snaps, but did seeing him out there this past Sunday and that rollout, did that play a factor into, you know, seeing how comfortable he was out there in the decision?
I mean, that's just part of the evaluation, Josh. But, you know, this has been ongoing since we got here in training camp, and no different than any other player. I mean, every you know, meeting, walkthrough, lifting session, it's all part of the evaluation. And, you know, again, we just feel like this is the best move for us going forward.
Steve?
Brian, how different will the offense be with Tua at quarterback?
That's hard to say. I mean, I think every week's a little bit different based on the opponent, you know, what they do well, you know, where their weaknesses are, where their strengths are. So I think the offense is different every week. I think the defense is different every week. So It's really kind of hard to say, but you know, Fitz did a lot, you know, for us offensively, as far as communication, getting guys lined up, and we're just going to have to, you know, Tua's going to have to do a good job of that as well. And we're going to need everyone to step up.
Armando.
Coach, I'm wondering what your confidence level is that Tua is going to play well.
Well, it's nice to hear from you, Armando. I haven't heard from you in weeks. You know, didn't think you were, I've been looking for you for weeks, but, okay. Just, can you repeat the question? I'm shocked to hear from you, honestly.
What is your confidence level? I mean, I suppose it's going to be high, but I just want to hear, what's your confidence level that Tua is going to be successful, that he's going to play well, and why?
I mean, I'm confident in all our players, to include Tua. I think he's practiced well. He works hard, you know, in meetings and walkthroughs, and I think he's got a good rapport with his teammates. Like every week we go out to win. So yeah, I'm confident that he's, you know, if we prepare the right way, prepares the way he's been preparing, that I'm confident we'll go out there and have good results. But it's not a one man game. You know, I think that's the one thing that, I mean, it's football, so you need 11 guys on each play to go out there and play together and play as a team. And I mean, I'm confident that we'll be able to do that, you know, and go out and play as a team and play with great energy and hopefully good execution. You know, the one thing on this situation that's unfortunate is that I didn't get a chance to address the team before this was out. You know, in the media, it's not the way we want to do business. Unfortunately, that's kind of the way of the world right now. So that's unfortunate. I'm not happy about that at all. So, you know, I'll address that to the team and really apologize to them that they had to find out through social media. I don't think that's fair to them. So, yeah.
Dave, hi.
Yeah, Brian, with this decision looming and you had two blowout losses, was there a consideration of playing two or more in the, or do you wish you'd got them in more, or is that irrelevant in the past two games?
Blowout losses.
Blowout wins. San Francisco and the Jets. I'm sorry. Do you wish you'd got more?
We played him against the Jets, so he got in there. But no, I mean, I think, you know, what we've seen in you know, in practice, what we've seen in meetings and walkthrough. I mean, the situation is where it is. I mean, he's only had the few snaps in the Jet game. We're going to move forward with that in mind. We can't go back and put him back in. So, I mean, we're just going to move forward and practice and prepare with him as a starter and hopefully get good execution, not only from him, but from the entire team, offensively, defensively, and in the kicking game. Again, it's a team game. This isn't just a one man show. We're going to need everybody, players, coaches, trainers, everybody to have success on the field.
Barry.
Hi, Brian. I'll ask the one on Tua question on this entire call. There was a report on the NFL website that you guys tried to sign Damon Harrison. Is that true? Do you feel like you need veteran defensive tackle help with Devon out, or do you feel it's enough with Sealer, Raekwon Davis, Wilkins, obviously, end in tackle? Want to make sure also Raekwon's shoulder will not keep him out long-term.
I mean, honestly, that's really more of a question for Chris. Again, you know, he handles all the phone calls and things of that nature. I mean, there's calls going. Like I've worked in personnel, there's calls every day about, you know, different you know, players and potential this, potential this, potential that. I would say maybe 1% of that actually, you know, happens, you know, based on the volume of calls versus the actual transactions or trade or, you know, signing that happens. So maybe 2%. So a lot of that goes on. But, you know, really, again, it's more a question for Chris. As far as, you know, our D-tackle depth, I think, you know, between Raekwon and, you know, Sealer and Christian, we had Benito up last week. And, you know, as far as Raekwon, he's, you know, he's rehabbing his injury. And, you know, I know he's working to get back as soon as he can. But I thought, you know, they're playing okay, and we can always be – always room for improvement, but I'm happy with those guys.
Ruthie?
Hey, Flo, good morning. Can you talk, I know you talked about this a ton, but what role has Fitz played in just getting Tua ready for this decision, and how important will his guidance and leadership continue to be kind of as Tua develops and learns?
Look, Fitz has been great. He's been great, really, you know, for the last 2 years or a year and a half. I don't know if there's anybody who's been more instrumental in trying to instill a culture and instill embody, you know, a lot of the things that we're looking for, from a toughness, competitiveness, team first. So, and he's, you know, He's made an impact on Tua, but a lot of other players on his team. So I have a great respect for him, and you know that made this decision, you know, very tough. But at the end of the day, you know, as a team, we felt like this the best thing to do for our team now moving forward was to go with Tua. But I think you know, Fitz and the way he handles himself and the you know, his impact on the team, I think it'll still be there. But he's been a tremendous asset and leader on his team.
All right, we have time for one more for Joe Shad.
Good morning to you, Flo. Obviously, you know, we're not able to watch practice once the season starts. And so can you kind of fill us in terms of what you've seen in the areas of accuracy, consistency and decision making, and how much improvement there's been for Tua from the first week to now?
I mean, I think, you know, we've seen a lot of improvement, you know, from Tua, all of our rookies, I would say, and a lot of our, you know, non-rookies, second-year players, third-year players, etc. I think you know, Tua specifically, I think he's gotten more comfortable. But yes, accuracy, decision making, all those things have been good in practice. But again, practice is very different than games, and we're gonna do everything we can, from a meeting, a walkthrough, a practice standpoint, to get them ready to play in the game. And obviously, we're comfortable and confident that you know, he'll be able to be competitive in those games when the time comes. But there's a lot that leads up to that. And also, you know, I should say again, you know, it's not just one person. You know, we're going to need contributions from really everyone: O-line, running backs, tight ends, receivers, defense, special teams. It's a team game. It's never on one person. We got to coach it well. And I think if we do that, then we at least put ourselves in the best position to try to have some success.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Well, there you have it. Brian Flores talking about the Tua situation. Ryan Fitzpatrick, the team, he kept going back to the team. Like, look, he can't do it by himself. I know, Coach, but he is playing the most important position
right
there is in football.
In sports, maybe. Right.
He's going to have to be able to do a lot of things on his own. Those guys can't throw it for him. Can't check to the right play. You have to do all that stuff on his own. So we'll see. But it was pretty interesting. And also, just I think he learned a new, you know, another lesson. And these things still pop up. And
and year two for Coach Flores, because I thought this too. Like when he goes to sit down with those two guys, because he trusts both guys and he's been around both quarterbacks and they're usually mature and you spend so much time with them. But if you think they're both leaving and number one or number two, whatever order, they're not calling their family right, or calling their agent or agent family or family agent. And if you think that's all staying quiet because you asked them to, they can't control what people are still going to say. That you can't, you know, like, and agents have the biggest mouths there are in sports.
By far, not even
those agents right, are by themselves. Think about it, man. You give that to Schefter. Hey, you owe me one, man. I just gave you the biggest story. No, I got you. I got you. And yeah, you know, so, I mean, they feed the top guys stuff knowing they're going to get stuff back. That ain't a one-way relationship. And so they leaked it, and then, you know, those guys call and go, hey, was that you that gave it to him? No, it wasn't me, man. Can't believe he got that. Where the hell did he get that from? Wasn't me. Must have been Fitzpatrick's agent. Wasn't mine. Must have been somebody in the family. Damn it.
Well, yeah, one of the kids.
Can't,
right?
That's can't control them all. Can't control them all. So anyway, that will be a part of a real busy day.
Well, today. It's official now, right?
Yeah, no, it's on.
Now it's official.
All right, listen, we got to go to break. We'll come back and we'll check in and find out what everybody's talking about. 305-567-0560 right now. I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. By the way, did you know fixed rate mortgages are in the twos right now? There's a reason so many people out there are refinancing. Matter of fact, people are actually frustrated they're refinancing with the big banks and it's taken so long to get approved and get done. They're afraid. I mean, it's taken weeks and weeks and weeks. Not with Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Going to get you the same great rates. Going to give you a lot better service. Can answer all your questions. Doesn't have to ask the boss's boss. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, such an easy way to go. He's going to get you lowest rates, which, by the way, the fixed rates are in the twos right now. You can save so much money every month on your mortgage payment. No prepayment penalty. It really is a good time. And by the way, if you've been renting, and you're ready to buy and you're not sure, money is so cheap right now, it's a great time to finally purchase something, buy something, build up some equity, and get rolling. Any question you might have right now as you're out there and you don't want to deal with banks, a lot of people just don't want to deal with banks. You don't have that great bank experiences. Well, it's nice to have Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, who's been around since 1994, a AAA rating with a Better Business Bureau. Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 166254. Here's his number. Call or text him with any question, including your credit score that might have taken a little hit and you're concerned if you're going to be eligible to get these great rates and stuff. He's the guy to go to. 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730 for Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Call or text him with any question, anytime. He's about great service 7 days a week. I love him.
Brian, in 2 weeks ago, you talked about the concern about Tua's injury history, and also you mentioned that he wasn't ready to start for the team. What changed between then and now?
I mean, it's like, you know, any other situation, Omar. Sometimes, you know, guys a week out, 2 weeks out, 3 weeks out, 4 weeks out, and I think we talk about kind of situations like this on a weekly basis. He's day to day. He's, you know, going to be back in a couple weeks. And this is no different than that. You know, we feel like, you know, through practice and meetings and walkthroughs that he's ready. And you know, that's how we're going to go moving forward.
All right. Coach Flores is talking about the decision. And the decision is done. Everybody will have another day to kind of like let it settle down a little bit in their stomach as Tua is going to get his first start against the LA Rams next Sunday and everything else around it. By the way, the other thing that was kind of said, like, hey, coach, man, this is for most coaches. Like, you could throw it on Chris Greer all you want about guys coming in. If you don't want the guy and you don't sign off on him and you don't think he helps your team or fit in, or you're not, don't like his talent, you just tell Chris Greer no, and you know, and I know, it ain't happening. I understand Chris Kerr's doing all the leg work out there and finding out, hey, we can get him on the cheap, and looks like he can still play. He's a really good teammate when he was, you know, wherever he was before. But if coach goes, nah, I'd rather have the young guys in there. That's it.
Right.
Chris Kerr, you're going to know, you're going to have it. You're going to like it. You're going to take him. You're going to play him. 20 plays. Short yardage, goal line. First down. He's going to play.
Sounds like a relationship that would work pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's just, yeah. It's just, you know, I mean, he go, oh, no, it's Chris. Yeah, Chris is handling that one. Yeah, well, Chris is doing all the legwork, but the final decision can be made by the head coach, period.
Right.
That's it. Anyway, hey, we got a lot of stuff going on here that we've been talking about. A lot of people texting in, 305-567-0560, about everything. His decision is official. Tua going to get the start. I know you guys know what that means and who they're going to play against, but I understand. Listen, the guy I think's not only one of the best players in football, but the best pass rusher, maybe the best defensive player in football because he does so much of his work inside, which makes it even more impressive. He's not a pure outside defensive end. Sometimes he plays out there, but Aaron Donald usually is inside. But saying that, you're going to face, not at that level maybe, you're going to have a lot of good pass rushers. And so I know coach knows who everybody is, and I'm not sitting here doing the fantasy. He's got 7.5 sacks and all that stuff. So he's taking a look at all that stuff. I would love to know how Chan Gailey fits into all this stuff, and their conversations would have been, you know, you pay a little bit of money to hear Chan going back and forth with Coach Flores on what he thinks, and can you put a game plan together, and what can we do with them, and everything else, because it's time. So anyway, what do we got coming in this morning, Zach?
All right, 305-567-0560 is the text machine. One thing I heard yesterday a lot, Joe, from the national perspective is Fitzpatrick is one of the quickest guys to get rid of the ball out of the pocket, and that's something Tua's got to work on. That's going to be Tua's hardest thing.
He's going to have a lot of things to work on, right, man. Like, I appreciate that one, and it's huge, getting rid of the ball and not holding it, and all the habits he had at Alabama and learning how to slide and all that stuff. There's going to be a lot of stuff to learn. There's going to be a list for a guy playing for the first time. And so I'm sure all that comes in to consideration, including Aaron Donald is going to beat our guy sometimes because – he beats everybody he plays against.
All right. Let's see what we got in the text machine right now. It sounds like Coach Flores feels bad kind of ripping Fitz like that at the end. So, you know, he wasn't ripping him, but he used a different word here with the S word. Yeah, he wasn't, you know, talking bad about Fitz. He was trying to, if anything, it sounded like he felt bad about the fact that he's got to bench one guy to put the other guy in.
Yeah, I mean, he couldn't have complimented a guy any more than he did for what he's done. Listen, I give him more credit for the development, Ryan Fitzpatrick, more credit for the improvement of Mike Gesicki and Devontae Parker more than any other coach on the staff. He did that. He's the one that helped both those guys. The two guys going to be the most loyal and faithful to Ryan Fitzpatrick, and is Mike Gesicki and Devontae Parker.
Right. By the way, our boy Jim Nagy had a good tweet that he sent out this morning. I wanted to read it to you. Might have not made any Pro Bowls, but two of the most impactful NFL careers over the past 20 years belong to Ryan Fitzpatrick and Josh McCown. Fitz and McCown played for 17 teams and 15 different franchises, taught a generation of young quarterbacks how to be leaders and pros, immeasurable impact by those two.
Yeah, listen, I think Tua's pretty much got that down.
Right.
I'm sure he's learned a lot and just seen the interaction and what Fitzy does. But Tua's got it, man. Like, I have to say this. God, I hate doing this. Josh Rosen didn't have it.
Nope.
He just didn't have it. Tua's got it. As far as the leadership thing, now we got to find out. You know, it's going to be come down to playing on the field. But as far as that leadership, I mean, you see it, man. You see the guys hugging him and running around with them and stuff. That's why I think probably a big part of this as well is that I think a lot of the team really likes Tua. And I agree, they all knew it was coming at some point. They're not, they're all aware of things. They may not have wanted it this game, but they're going to sell it. Hey, guys, this is on all of us to play better and play at a high level if we're going to keep winning. It's not going to be down to one guy. Right. But I will tell you, the one position that's the most important position by far, and the reason the good ones get paid all the money, some of the highest paid athletes we have in sports, is because they're really special.
Someone said fastest release got to be Derek Carr after watching his brother get destroyed for so many years in the NFL. Yeah, maybe. Watching tape on your brother get killed every year. Tua's going to flex us into Sunday Night Football, Joe. What do you think about that?
Oh, man. He's going to be great for ratings. There is no question. For people aren't even fans of the Dolphins. Yeah, they're going to be some whatever channel, CBS, Fox, Sunday night, Monday night.
Right.
All of a sudden, there's a new sexiness, especially if he does anything at all. The Tua games become really popular.
Must see TV, right.
Yeah,
must see TV,
including the numbers here in town.
Right. Fitzpatrick is the Dolphins' Udonis. I like that.
Yeah, I don't know about that, man.
No, that's a little too
UD's,
much, right?
Listen, he's right. UD should stand by himself. The one thing they do have in common, their leadership from both of them. Look, and I always say this, and Fitzy might be in the same boat, but not like UD. UD is going to be getting 50,000 an appearance to speak to big companies about team building, leadership, culture. Can you imagine how big, like the money Riley used to make and now he doesn't take because he's got so damn much money he doesn't need to do it? When Riley was like, could have done him every day if he wanted, but he doesn't need the money anymore. Like, Riles is done. UD, man, can you imagine what he's going to get?
Right. A lot of appearance money, you're right. Should be, at least. Ted and Pinecrest said it's great to have some excitement back with the Dolphins and that all that national attention also.
By the way, it is. I agree that it's not something negative.
Right.
And
it's not bully gate.
It's not Ricky Williams taking off the smoke pot around the world.
Right.
I mean, it's just nice, right?
Yep.
Listen, that was a crushing day. My God. When Ricky.
Oh, my God.
I can't imagine.
What was that, like the day or two before camp started? Is that what it was?
When Dave Wannstedt got that word. Hey, coach, decided to retire, only to find out later. I know why you retired.
Yep.
You did a lot of smoking.
Lived in a tent in India, right? Is that what it was? What seemed like not probable, Joe, is now going to happen. Herbert versus Tua and Burrow versus Tua. Let the rookie battles begin.
Oh, those are sexy matchups. 1-5 and 5-6 in the draft.
It's going to be fun. Some national attention around this team. He's right.
Hey, listen, it's I know everybody's going to be all over the board and the timing, but Coach Flores, he didn't just make this decision like, yeah, what can I do different to shake up the team? He thought about this. He looked at his team. He evaluated everything. I don't think he just put two out there to embarrass himself if he didn't think he could handle it, right? There's just no way.
By the way, story just got posted. I just got sent the link to it in the New York Post about former Falcons star wide receiver Roddy White is advising Trevor Lawrence now in the family. He's one of his advisors, and he's advising Trevor Lawrence, if the Jets end up with the number one pick, to go back to school.
I saw that. I did see that overnight.
I just got this link just now, and I am dying laughing.
Yeah, that they're telling him, don't. We've seen that
before.
Can
you imagine if Trevor Lawrence doesn't come out in this draft this year because the Jets have the number one pick?
So my gut is the fact that Trevor Lawrence came back and really wanted to play this year. He's going to play for anybody, and his mindset's going to be the only question you might have is, are you firing Adam Gase if he's not gone by then?
Right.
But I think he sees the big lights and realizes it'd be a great opportunity, man, if they're ever good.
Right.
Yeah, I know we've heard that before.
What the hell kind of advice is that, though? Go back to school?
Right, right.
Oh, yeah, don't go play in New York. New York's a bad city to play in.
Don't take that first overall pick contract, which is huge. Not like it used to be, but big. just go ahead and go back and just play for your scholarship and a few bucks you might get on the side.
Yeah, the per diem. Yeah.
No, don't do that. Hey, we got to go to break here. We'll come back, and you can join us, 305-567-056. We'll have a little flow. We got a little flow set up, man. We'll hear more from Coach Flores, his thoughts on the decision, and some of those things that came into some serious Tua talk that were down there. We heard all of our media guys from everywhere all getting in on the conversation as well. Right now, I want to talk to you about Andy Cagnetta at Trans World Business Advisors. Hey, you ready to sell your company? Word on the street is you've been thinking about it. Stressed out about the future of your company, something you've been doing a long time, and you're just ready to sell it. You don't know how to go about doing it, right? You're like, well, what's it worth? I think it's worth this, but I don't know. How long will it take to sell? It's kind of specialized. Hey, don't worry about it. You're very lucky because Transworld is the largest business brokerage in the world. They're right here in South Florida. They can help you and answer all those questions. Andy and his team are ready. 40-plus years of experience selling all kinds of companies, all different types of businesses. That's what they do, man. Whether you own a company worth $50,000 to $50 million, call Transworld. Let Andy and his team work for you. Let them help you get it done. You sit back, relax, get ready to retire, do something different, whatever it is you're looking to do. This is what they do with 600 brokers and 200 offices around the world. They're actually going to create competition for your business. So if you've been thinking about it and you're ready to get it started, hey, you got somebody that's really good at what they do. And Andy and his staff are as good and honest as it comes. Call Transworld today at 954 or 305-504-8100. That's 504-8100 or visit tworld.com. That's tworld.com for more information. I know you're going to love Andy and his team at Transworld Business Advisors.
560 The Joe WQAM urges you to make your voice heard. Remember, all registered Florida voters can vote absentee in the upcoming election. The deadline to request your ballot's coming up soon. Don't wait. Visit vote411.org to learn more and request your ballot today. Vote, make it count. Go to vote411.org.
Well, we got big news coming out. Big story in sports, of course, is Ben Tua named the starter. And we heard from Coach Flores earlier talking about his decision and everything around it, and a lot of good questions from our local writers and media members talking about the decision. And today will be a big one, man. It'll be big out there for all the guys coming back, team meeting, and Tua takes over this team. And we didn't know what was going to happen. I think we all thought it would happen this year, or most of us did. I know some people said, man, just come back next year and let him get completely healthy and all that. Well, we're 11 months into that surgery, and he has been named the starting quarterback after the bye week against the L.A. Rams. Anyway, real quickly, jump on the text machine, 305-567-0560, Zach.
Here's a good one. The Dolphins have been all good decisions since firing Gase, all their decisions they made. No reason to think otherwise now. Love everything we're doing and the direction we're heading in as a franchise.
Well, listen, they pulled the big one last year, man, doing something that at the time, I didn't like some of the moves. Like the gave up a really good safety, gave up a really good left tackle, and we got a lot in return, especially for Laremy Tunsil. And that's where we got to make our money and build this team, especially around that. But as far as, the Minka thing, he ended up being really, really good player last year for the Steelers. Would have loved to have been able to get that to work. But loading up on the picks this year, and we got a bunch next year, man.
Yes, we do.
We got 2 ones and 2 twos built off of the Houston Texans. And our own picks, so you got a chance to really, especially if you build, if you get the right guys and you develop them, to really get this thing back over the top again where it hasn't been in a long, long time. But it all starts with that decision that was made yesterday with the guy that's now going to quarterback. We're going to get to see the good. We're going to get to see the bad. We're going to watch the growing pains together. And we hope we see a lot of good stuff where we can say what they're saying out in L.A. and Cincinnati. We friggin' got our guy. So right. we hope we get to that by the time the season's over.
Is it weird that I like actively rooting against Houston every week now? Actively rooting against Houston every single week now.
Zach, nothing against you, brother. I think everybody's feeling that same right. way. Unless
it just feels weird. I'm like happy to do it. It feels weird. Like that's the crazy part. Like I look to see who they're playing and what game it is and what time, so I can keep my eye on it. Also, it's just weird that that happens like that. Even winning, the wins felt empty because the whole Tua issue was in the air. Now, however, the season feels more alive. Somebody,
by the way, that's a really good text. That is a really, really good text because you're winning. You're knowing it. He's 37 years old. You don't know how far you can go. You like what you're seeing, but you still got the unknown back there. And the left-handed guy standing on the sideline. That's a great text. I'm with you. And I've had that same thought.
Right. Somebody just texted in also, Tua should have waited till week 12, Jets and Bengals to start him, not the Rams and Aaron Donald. He's going to get hammered.
Well, they're going to try really hard to block him, I promise you.
Right. I don't think they're only going to start three offensive linemen.
I think it's going to be like, hey, I'm guessing when they put the game plan together and they go, Aaron Donald, 10 sacks, got to block him. I mean, they're going to put, all right, I mean, all the stuff we're talking about, the team's already working on, man. They're already going, hey, we got to double with the, if he's on the side of Solomon Kinley, we got to help. Ted, you got to go to that side. We got to, got to block that way. We got to get two bodies on him when we can and not leave him. The only time you leave him is when it's a quick release, a quick three-step and get rid of it, or shotgun, catch and throw.
Yep. I'd rather have Tua come in while it's rolling versus where we're really struggling. Let's see what the rookie's got.
Oh, yeah, we're there. Yep. Oh, that's it, man.
It's another good text, right?
We're going to sit back. We're going to see the good. We're going to see the bad. We're going to see the ugly, and we're going to see durability, an added one that we've heard about. All that stuff comes into play. There ain't nobody playing quarterback got a clean uniform.
No, stop.
Everybody gets knocked down. Tackled, sacked.
How about this one? Flores gave as much info as Belichick, nothing whatsoever. Then he's got the gall to make advance excuses for Tua by saying it's going to take 11 players to contribute. Josh Rosen only needed 5 O-linemen, which he never had. Very big hypocrite.
First of all, you need everybody that's a Josh Rosen fan needs to let that go.
It's over. Done.
If you thought he was so good, there are a whole bunch of teams could have had him on the cheap instead of sitting up there in the same street clothes I wear for game time, watching the damn games.
Yep.
There's a guy that has got a long way to go and a lot of things to work on. He can throw. I mean, he got a first-round arm, but are we going to see him again? Are we going to see him as a starter ever? He's only 23. Are we going to see him as a starter in this league?
I don't know. It's a good question.
And he's got some things he's got things off the field to work on too, with team and personality stuff that's just a little off. Just a little off.
Flores has been about winning from day one. If Tua is lighting it up in practice, Flo clearly thinks he gives us the best chance to win. And with Tua in, it gives us plenty of time to see what we need to address in the draft next year to compliment him.
By the way, that's another good one. If he sucked in practice every time he threw it,
he wouldn't be starting.
They would not put him in this
game. No way. No.
Like, here, we're putting Tua in just to embarrass the whole organization. He's got no chance. We know it. But maybe all you Tua fans will shut up. I mean, that's not what the coach is trying to do. That was bad entertainment right there.
Right. Will Fitz transition now to offensive coordinator coaching? Something there and eventually replace Gailey? Seems like it's good between him and the head coach and Tua. Great ability, great continuity.
So I've already been told that Ryan Fitzpatrick would like to come back here and be the backup quarterback.
Got no problem with that.
I think that's...
None at all.
I think if Gailey's still here and Flores here, they would love to see that. And then again, you got to ask, guys played a lot of football, got a lot of kids. I don't know if he wants to coach. I don't know if he – I think he likes the competing stuff on the field. He's obviously super smart. I mean, got the friggin' highest IQ in the history of quarterbacks in the NFL. So, but I don't know if he's – does he really – I mean, you got no life as a player. You really have no life as a coach with all those kids. I can see the wife going, we got $35 million in the bank, and you still can make money. You are not coaching 80 hours a week.
Right. It's a lot right there. Someone asked, hey, Joe, you know what time it is right now, right?
What time is it?
It's 2 o'clock, baby.
That would have been funny if yesterday that decision would have been made right at 2 o'clock.
Right.
That would have been hilarious.
2 o'clock, right. That would have
very
been good.
Right very good.
Right,
very
right,
good.
Right, 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 right. Let's see what else. Joe, this is the time for the team to be playing well. Everything's working great, not just Fitz, not just the O-line, not just the defense. Everyone is playing better. And if this team and this team appreciates Tua, he says you're putting him in at a good point, and this is where he's going to take off.
I think I'm guessing a lot of those guys give him a hard time to start with, and he looks like just the way they all rally kind of around him, and he looks like he's got a pretty good relationship, and they know what a great relationship. He didn't come in like he was better than everybody else. He didn't come in flashing a championship ring going, I went to Alabama. I think he's a pretty grounded guy. He's very, very likable teammate to have. Now he's got to find out the big thing. And the players are wondering too. They're wondering Tua.
All right.
See if he can play. Hey, we're about out. I know the two and Tua goes with everything.
Everything. Right? How much is that going to be played?
Yeah,
just the Tua and everything, right?
Oh no, he's got that first name that is going to make right. it going to make it fun.
Well, it's easier. All right. His last name, right?
Zach, what's his full name?
No chance am I saying that. Tua.
Zach, what's Tongue his last name?
Tagovailoa. Tagovailoa. Tagovailoa.
All right, we got to go on that.
Embarrassing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.